This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series, Vital Signs, heart disease, in particular, cardiomyopathy. As many as 1 in 500 people may have the condition, but it often goes undiagnosed. I talked about this with Dr. Mark Thompson, a cardiologist on the medical staff of Methodist Dallas Medical Center. Just what is cardiomyopathy?
Cardiomyopathy is a heterogeneous group of disorders, the end stage of a lot of different specific cardiac diseases where the heart function is decreased or diminished. So you have a weak heart that's ineffective in pumping blood through the body.
What causes it?
When you look at it under a microscope or at autopsy, you'll see that there's either a dilated cardiomyopathy, you'll see restrictive cardiomyopathy, you'll see hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Yeah, there's several forms of it.
Or you'll see electrical or ARVD kind of cardiomyopathy. And so what we've recognized is that it looks different based on how you got there. There are also very specific diseases that cause cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, hypertension. Each one of those could cause a different type of cardiomyopathy.
Let me ask you about one of the forms, dilated.
Okay.
Cardiomyopathy,
right.
This was in the news recently because this was linked to the death of the singer George Michael.
There is a group of patients that have genetic-based or inherited forms of dilated cardiomyopathies, and these are ones that they pick up through familial inheritance of certain gene types, and certain gene mutations are seen in higher prevalence in cardiomyopathy. Now, the acquired versions, meaning ones that you aren't born with, those are mainly due to inflammatory causes, and those can be due to a lot of different diseases. Coxsackie is just a normal viral infection that people can get. Adenovirus, parvo B19. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, they have a virus, and they may not actually develop the cardiomyopathy symptoms until weeks or months later.
You can have it and not know it.
Right. Now, generally speaking, it becomes known when people have heart failure symptoms. But most of those heart failure cases are due to the typical ones that I had described earlier, hypertension, coronary artery disease, valvular heart disease, the actual heart muscle itself, and see if there's any specific evidence of disease or disruption within the muscle.
Is the treatment the same across the board, or does it vary according to which form?
Unless, if you have a secondary cause of cardiomyopathy, meaning something else in your body, hepatitis C, HIV, those you can treat the underlying disease and hope to get some improvement in the cardiac function. You also, though, will treat the cardiac dysfunction pretty much across the board with the same mechanisms, no matter what causes the cardiac dysfunction.
It can be treated. Can cardiomyopathy be cured?
Can we eradicate the causes of it? No. As a public health initiative, we try to get everyone to, you know, stop smoking, to exercise, to run. Even in the healthiest of individuals, if everyone were to do that, we would get rid of a lot of the secondary causes of cardiac disease due to diabetes, cardiac disease due to hypertension. We would be able to eliminate a lot of that. Some of the more idiopathic causes of dilated cardiomyopathies, like I mentioned, you would still be at risk for, even if we were to eliminate all of the acquired versions of cardiomyopathies.
So cardiomyopathy can be acquired or it can be inherited. The inherited, you may not be able to do something about, but in terms of acquiring the disease, can you avoid it?
Because we don't have a good mechanism of causation, people get infected with, you know, viruses all the time. And sort of that post-viral myocarditis is not something that is easy to prevent. If the right virus happens to infect someone that's susceptible genetically, then that person has a higher chance of developing that disease process.
So the better you take care of yourself,
the better chances you do have, though, yeah. And especially, like I said, if you can prevent the other versions, diabetes, heart disease due to hypertension, heart disease due to high cholesterol, those are the ones that we definitely, as a society and as an individual, can help to decrease the incidence of those.
Dr. Thompson, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.